Salutations and salivations to all you hungry or otherwise animals of the great big forest of fun. This here is Manny the Maned Wolf, coming to you through the magic of spinning vinyl and legs. Ought to be careful about standing on this thing for too long. Might spin myself off into a right good cocoon. But I digress. Just let me get off this thing and have a sip. My, what was that crunchy sound in my crevice? Reminds me of a story I once heard from back in the old days of last yesterday. I believe her name was Moose the Mouse. Tiny little thing she was. So tiny was she, you might miss her passing by your feet. The terrible titular and tragic case came about my ears through the sultry words of the moon itself. No story escapes the light of the moon, as they say. At least I think they say so. Sometimes I do think they say other things, but I don't hear those things all too often. No, I don't. But that there poor Madame Moose the Mouse had gone about her days was something of a marvelous misfortune. Marvelous in its magnitude of a misfortunate in its sorry, sad circumstances. But it just so happened to play out that miniature Madame Moose, the mouse, had a magnetic, mousy magnitude of magnificence that manipulated marvelous, magnanimous, maximus matter to her miniature, mousy, mishappening self. Namely, the large and gluteus, booteus maximus of mammillus, kind of varieties, if in ya manage to make up the meaning of my misnomers. Now, just get your mind out of that poor proprietated, puckered porter of parties, cause it never propositioned so improper a place as that. Yeah, Manny knows what all you were thinking. Shame, shame, shame on you and your dirty, party proportioned mind. As it happens, misfortunate miniature Madame Moose the Mouse was never given the solemn privilege of turning the other cheek, because all them cheeks would always turn on her. And down they came, right down on her fearful, fluffy face. Now, you might think them animals were might malicious for sitting down on such a tiny creature. But that's just where this story gets a bit on the strange side. Turns out they was trying not to crush the mild, misfortunate miniature Madame Moose the Mouse. No, not at all, but they was just tired of doing a day's marching. And on a venture, decided to sit down a spell, relax them legs that been holding them up for however long they've been. Now, the mild-mannered, misfortunate, miniature Madame Moose the Mouse always seemed to be in the right place at the wrong time. She'd just be scurrying about this way and that way, like a mouse was prone to do. And in the next moment, she'd look up and down come one of them animal posteriors, turning her into one of them popular breakfast flatcakes, what with two big old round ears. Oh my. This random ramification or rump rain would cause the mild-mannered, misfortunate, miniature Madame Moose the Mouse to get a mite paranoid. Some would hear her squeaking out her sorrows on the wind as magnanimous enough to carry her message. I'm here. It's me, the magically missed, mild-mannered, misfortunate, miniature Madame Moose the Mouse. If you're inclined to sit down, check your rear before you do. There might be a little me that's liable to be under you. Oh, dear. You thought I was gonna stutter there, didn't ya? Come and think about it, my own Squatimus Maximus is feeling a bit occupied. Yeah, he's still in there. But also, I do believe that the magnificently, magically missed, mild-mannered, misfortunate miniature Madame Moose the Mouse must have meandered into my tall abode, hoping that a friendly fellow such as myself would make a good safe place for her to hide away from all those mischievous magnetic cheeks that she's been smashing her into the dirt and seat and bench alike. Oh, guess she twarn't all that wise. Even my own Maximouse Glutamouse seems to have sat a mouse upon the Matamouse, mushing out that Matamouse into this here Cherimouse, even after having to travel out down the mile to get there. Oh, poor little Mousy Mouse. Guess I should probably get up and let that maddeningly, magnificently, magically, missedly, mildly, manneredly, misfortunately, miniaturely, madamly, moosely, the mousely mouse go. Eventually. Anyways. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's live-action story. Always do love to have the company. Gives these legs a rest now and again. Y'all be good to all people now. Stay safe and don't stick your head down any holes unless you know where they lead to. This is Manny the Maine Wolf, signing off with all his miles of legs in check. And, just so you know, as promised, that funky, freaky fox is still in there, walking along. Just a-wandering. Still. Still in there. So long, folks. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. It's known for giving a mighty bump to them gluteus maximus.